When God would glorify his power, he made the worlds. The comely order of all his creatures declareth his wisdom. His providence is shown in sustaining all things. When a spark of his wrath kindles upon the earth, the whole world, except only 8 persons, are drowned. Sodom and Gomorrah, Admah and Zeboim, are burnt with fire from heaven. The sea shuts her mouth upon some. The earth opens and swallows up others. The pestilence destroys by thousands. What a standing witness of the wrath of God is the present deplorable state of the Jews. Yet the glorifying of the mercy and justice of God is intended most eminently for the life to come. As God will then glorify his mercy in a way that is now beyond the comprehension of the saints who must enjoy it, so also will he manifest his justice to be indeed the justice of God. The everlasting flames of hell will not be thought too hot for the rebellious, and, when they have there burned through millions of ages, he will not repent him of the evil which has befallen them. Woe to the soul that is thus the object of the wrath of the Almighty, as a bush that must burn in the flames of his jealousy and never be consumed. The torments of the damned must be extreme, because they are the effect of divine vengeance. Wrath is terrible, but vengeance is implacable. When the great God shall say, "My rebellious creature shall now pay for all the abuse of my patience. Remember how I waited your leisure in vain, how I stooped to persuade."